Good morning.
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 Morning. Good morning.
You're in for a great treat right now.
Wake up, Singapore.
The golden mic is on.
We the people are ready for this.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman on 91.3 1 FM.
Good morning, Singapore. Good morning, Sean. Good morning Andre.
Morning.
Good morning, FD.
Morning.
I'm looking at the front page of the Straits Times today. So many things happening, but I think there's something here that involves Andre and myself.
What's that?
And no, I'm not talking about Najib's wife being questioned again by anti-graft officials. We have nothing to do with that whatsoever. I am talking about taxes collected rise 6.8% to a bumper $50.2 billion.
Yeah, well, we all know that the two of you actually get paid obscene money, so it's not surprising.
No. Yeah. The Inland Revenue Authority of Singapore, IRAS, pulled in a bumper tax revenue of $50.2 billion in the last fiscal year.
Wow.
And this is up 6.8% from the year before. And the surge is due to the stamp duty collected from property sales. So I recently got a new property, and Andre over here forces people to buy a property.
I don't force anyone. So there you go. This is what you learn from us. When you're buying a house, if you deal with an agent, they're there to force you to buy.
They assist you. They guide you.
Actually, many times,
professionals.
Many times they open your eyes to stuff you don't even see.
Yes, you
it's
do.
True. Hey, also, I want to congratulate you, Andre, and you, FD, on Liverpool.
What?
For being out of the League Cup.
Now we can
going down 2-1 to Chelsea.
I think honestly, for us, it's a good eye-opener. You know, everybody, you need to be brought down to earth.
Yeah.
We've had a fantastic start to the season, and no one should have believed that it would never happen.
Exactly.
And lucky for us, it happened in the League Cup, you know, so. Yeah.
And maybe we should congratulate Glenn too, because I think he lost his vice-captain also.
Paul Pogba. He deserves it, lah.
No, but
Paul
what,
Pogba.
What
stupid
is that
Instagram post. No, we lost to Derby and all. You shouldn't be laughing, you know, on your Instagram post together with two other players.
No, but the
in
question
the
now is, there was a point where, Mourinho's going to leave. Oh, Pogba's going to leave. Oh, who's leaving now?
I wouldn't be surprised if Mourinho gets kicked out. But frankly, if you ask me to choose in this case, I would go with Jose. As in, like, I want him to stay.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because I think
He's got more to offer the team than Pogba does in the long run.
Well, and I know Jose and I don't know Paul. So.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I think in the next couple of weeks
Paul,
we should arrange for a phone call so Glenn can meet Paul, you know? But hey, you know, at the end of the day, we can now focus. Liverpool can now focus on the EPL. United can focus on the EPL because you're out of the League Cup as well.
Mm.
And maybe we can give this, what's that team? Manchester Bitty or what, Manchester Small Bits?
Man City?
Or we can give them a bit
no,
of
we're kind of out of the running. It's just between Liverpool and Man City now.
I think it's Chelsea. And
Chelsea.
It's going to be the three
and
of us.
And Chelsea. But now it feels more natural now that Liverpool are losing.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Am I being nice to you about Liverpool and you have to be rude, is it?
Well,
about Manchester United, I don't like being rude.
I'm just saying it's unnatural that United are losing. It's more natural that Liverpool are losing.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
Forgiveness is giving love when there is no reason to.
Ah, come on. Forgiveness is making love when there's no reason to.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Good times. Greatest hits. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
So we've done it again. We have not behaved properly and we're going to be losing more services. Grab, the ride-hailing firm, yesterday announced it would be stopping the offer of carpooling services during late night hours in Singapore after drivers complained of passengers being drunk and argumentative. So there will be no Grab Hitch, there will be no Grab Share between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. from next month.
And that's okay, I think.
No, but that's where your party people all use it when they get home.
Yeah, but
because
they're creating
they are
problems.
Yeah,
then
they are the cheapest way to get home on a Friday night, Saturday night. Grab Hitch and Grab Share. They're still cheaper than just grabbing.
I mean, look, that's a formula for disaster. I could have told everybody that. I mean, you behave cheaply after drinking, you're drunk, and then you want to go for the cheapest ride as well.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
happens? Cheap and cheap, the whole situation becomes cheap.
Cheap. So just to bear in mind that you will not have Grab Hitch or Grab Share from next month between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. You guys have shot yourself in the foot again. Again.
All thanks to the cheap drunks.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Good times. Greatest hits. Da, 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 da.
It's time to check in with our Hollywood reporter, producer, Sean T.
All right, good morning, boys. So the Fresh Prince, Will Smith, celebrated turning 50 by getting bungee with it and jumping out of a helicopter. Bungee jumping out of a helicopter.
That's right. Crazy, man. I saw that video.
Me too.
So FD turned 50 like 40 years ago.
Yes,
so I rule you out. But yeah, Glenn is turning 50 soon, like in a couple of years.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to ask the Supreme Leader, what would you do when you turn 50?
I did some exciting stuff when I turned 50.
Uh-huh.
I jumped off the front step of my house.
Oh,
it's like, I was color, right there.
When you turned 50, yeah, color inches. Television, so it was different.
Yeah, it was a bit different.
Just got color TV.
Yeah, just.
Okay, Supreme Leader, how?
Yeah. I would do the same thing Will Smith did.
Alrighty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think we can make that happen in 2 years.
I think we can. You know, we'll bungee jump him off a helicopter. Where?
But the only thing is, I will do that in my head.
Come on.
I wouldn't do it physically.
I think we could do it right off Siloso Beach or something, and then you bump him right into the water.
Nah. Oh, why?
Why? Yeah, exactly.
That'd be so cool.
Why do something you don't enjoy?
That'd be so cool.
Right?
We'll hear Glenn scream from the beginning to the end.
I have jumped out of an airplane.
Yes,
14,000 feet.
Yeah, you have, yeah.
You know, so okay, I've done that. I don't want to do it again.
Yeah,
you know, some people, you know, they want to go back and do it over and over again. I mean, if that's the case, join the Singapore Armed Forces and you can do it like, you know, every National Day. You know, I really don't understand why Will Smith had to do that.
Adrenaline rush.
Ah.
So I think for the Supreme Leader, if you want to get an adrenaline rush, we just swap bank accounts.
Whoa!
There's
an adrenaline rush.
They'll get my heart beating.
And that's it for your Hollywood Report. Yeah.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Good times. Greatest hits. It's time for FD's life hack.
You know, one of the most annoying things is we've got someone celebrating an anniversary, a birthday, whatever, and we go and buy them a gift and there's a price tag on it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you try and take the price tag off.
Bloody irritating.
You get that residue, right?
Yeah, there's some quality stickers, you know, for the price tag and some really cheap stickers. And the last thing you want is trying to take off that tag and you know, you can't take it off completely.
Ah, now here is the secret behind it.
Mm.
A hairdryer.
Okay.
Heat the tag, it softens the gum.
Okay.
And the price tag just comes right off.
Oh, okay. So but it's too late if you've already
If you've already done it, you're gone.
Okay.
So do it before that. Mm-hmm. Heat the price tag with a hairdryer and then lift it off because the gum softens in the heat from the hairdryer.
Okay, try that.
That's your life hack for today.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
Hit it. Who's next? Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
Good times.
Greatest hits.
How wonderful.
1FM 91.3.
Good morning, Singapore. I believe we have a set of Leclerc vouchers worth $100 to give away.
That's right. It is a set of Leclerc vouchers worth $105. Leclerc by Sarah Michelle is located at Singapore Shopping Centre.
Okay, so 10% of workers have done what, FD?
Photocopied their buttocks on the photocopy machine. Come on, you guys never done that?
No.
You've never done that?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Are you encouraging everybody to do that?
I think it's something everybody should experience once in their life.
Can we say FD asked us to do that?
Oh, of course you can.
Okay.
I'll deny it, but you can say it. So that's not the answer?
A few hundred thousand people are listening right now. We have We have hundreds of thousands of witnesses right now.
Oh, go ahead. Go in the office today and then photocopy your buttocks.
FD.
That is wrong.
Okay, go to our Facebook page and see if you can get the answer right. You can win yourself a set of Leclerc vouchers worth $105.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times, greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3, good times, greatest hits. Hey, do you guys follow my buddy David Beckham on Instagram? Because he just posted a really awesome photo.
Right.
He's in China.
Right.
And he says he feels so lucky to have been able to visit the Great Wall of China for the very first time. The Great Wall of China, of course, the world's largest stone structure with a flat frontage.
And of course, he's married to Victoria, the world's smallest stone structure with a flat frontage.
FD.
Talk about my friend like that.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times, greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Good times, greatest hits. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
You know, they've just finished some research, Glenn, on how to get a perfect night's sleep, what you need to do. And I agree with most of it. There's one that I disagree, one part of it that I disagree with. But what do you need? What do you do to get a perfect night's sleep?
A full body massage.
Ooh.
I had a perfect night's sleep yesterday.
Ah.
Yeah, because I went for a full body massage.
And then you were out like a light.
And, you know, in the evening, oh, I just felt so relaxed. And I jumped into bed at about 11.
Wow, that's early for you.
I hit the snooze button once this morning. I usually don't hit the snooze button, but yeah, I still feel very relaxed.
Good. Sean, what's your secret for a good night's sleep?
Horse tranquilizer. Sometimes I don't wake up for hours.
Horse tranquilizer. Whoa.
Are you saying you're a horse?
No. Look like one only.
I'm just thinking, if he uses horse tranquilizers to get to sleep, goodness knows what he's using when he's with his girlfriend. Andre.
For me, peace and quiet from the three animals I have at home. Sorry, I have five animals. Two dogs, three children.
Okay.
I should pass you some horse tranquilizer.
Something tells me your dogs are quieter than your kids.
Oh, for sure. After the lights go off, the kids are the noisy ones.
For a good night's sleep, I'm like Andre. I need that peace and quiet. You know, I don't care if you go to bed early and I have the TV on and it's disturbing you, you know, but when I go to bed, the TV is off. I don't want to hear it. I don't want any noise outside. Nothing. It must be peace and quiet. Yeah. But they've discovered
and
now...
living in an area like Choa Chu Kang where...
Swamp and...
Again with
it
the
should
swamps.
Be peaceful,
Again with
right?
the swamps. Yeah. Actually, for the most part, it is.
Wait, how big is the population in Choa Chu Kang, actually? Is it close to the jungle?
Yeah. It used to be. Now we've got Brickland Road in front of us, and then we've got an empty patch which the army uses for exercises.
Yeah,
so sometimes you hear machine guns going off. And
so it's the army's fault?
Not, they're not loud enough. What used to get me was a neighbor we had next to us who just discovered the joys of karaoke at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, boy.
Not very nice.
Okay.
They've moved. But here's what you need if you want a perfect night's sleep. See if it works for you. You have to go to bed at 10:30.
All right.
You have to ensure that your room temperature, and Glenn will love this, is 16 degrees Celsius. That's crazy.
Oh, no. That's too cold.
Right? You should have clean bedding.
Okay.
You should make sure the room is totally dark.
Mm-hmm.
You should wear pajamas.
Okay.
Read a couple of pages from a book before you switch the lights off.
Okay.
Sleep on your right side.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, I'm all that.
Yeah, you are.
Except the 16 degrees.
Here are the two that I think Singaporeans will find very difficult. One, you should not use your mobile phone for 30 minutes before going to bed because it stimulates your brain.
Okay.
So you won't get a decent night's sleep. And don't cuddle up with your partner.
Why?
How does that work?
Because you'll end up doing it. And then after that, you'll be wide awake again.
I don't know, man. I end up doing it and I go sleep.
Oh. Of course, we all wanted to know that. Thank you for that bit of information.
So there you go. The things you need to do to get a perfect night's sleep.
Now we all won't be able to sleep tonight.
And your children.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3.
Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen. Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Good times.
Greatest hits.
All right, we have a set of Leclerc vouchers worth $105 to give away right now. Brain stimulation. 10% of workers have done what?
So it really isn't photocopying your butt on the machine.
It is not that.
That's so sad.
Sean, what do you think?
Light on your resume.
What?
Light on your resume.
Only 10%? That would be like 99%.
Oh, no. I don't think so, yeah.
80%. So definitely not 10%. I've not done it. Okay, Andre, what do you think? 10% of workers have done what?
Slept in the toilet.
Slept in the toilet?
Mm. Oh, and my friend told me, right, whenever you go to the toilet, bring an extra roll of toilet paper because that's what you use as the pillow when you need to lean back.
Lean back against the... Ooh.
What a pig.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, that's not the right answer.
Okay, let's try some of these. Kathy said, walked out of the office after an argument with a colleague.
I feel like giving it to her.
Is her answer right or not?
Yeah.
What do you mean you feel like giving?
Okay. Maybe just a few
okay,
more.
Okay, I'll go on.
Because I don't think
Indra,
anyone is
going to
get
it. Indra says, never used up their annual leave.
No.
Cut their fingernails at a workstation.
No.
Got married to a colleague.
No.
Pretended to be sick to get off work.
No.
Taking company stationery so their kids can use it at school.
No.
Nirmal Kaur says they have been drunk at work.
Oh, okay, that's the one.
Oh.
That's the one. That's the winner.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going to give it to the first person because what did she say?
The first person said, walked out of the office after having an argument with a colleague.
There, because she was drunk. I was about to go that way, but Nirmal got it spot on, let's give it to her.
Well done, Nirmal. Congratulations, you've won the Leclerc vouchers worth $105. Glenn.
I'm surprised, you know. I didn't expect a winner today.
Yeah, 10% drunk at work? I would have thought with the pressures today, it'd be a lot more than 10%.
Maybe. But 10% is what I have.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Good times. Greatest hits.
Let's have some fun with
1FM.
Hashtag.
I see your war face.
Time for hashtag wars.
PST, what's today's hashtag?
Good morning, boys. Get your CVs out. Today's hashtag is stupid questions at a job interview.
You know, I don't know why you're smiling, Sean. Why? PST, it sounds like a disease.
Producer Sean T.
I know, but...
Sounds nice. Better than STD.
Right. Okay, yeah. All right.
So stupid questions at a job interview. For example, can I be paid in Bitcoin?
What?
Oh, so am I getting a raise today? Something like that.
Okay, we've got the idea. Let's start with Andre.
Okay, do you want my real resume or do you want my African prince resume?
Cheaper money.
Sean.
Mine would be, what's your policy on doing my work without my shirt on?
That is so you, Sean.
Right.
That is so you.
I tried. That's how I got this job.
I've got one, only because I'm an employer in Singapore and I think that at least 40% of the people entering the market have an attitude that you're lucky to have them.
Hmm.
How about this? Do you realize how lucky you are that I've chosen to work for you?
Whoa!
I've actually come across it.
I'm going to get real here. Going to get real. I mean, this is what I did when I came here for my interview. You know, I was facing, the HR chief.
I'm not going to mention
her name. And I was talking to her, and then suddenly I realized, oh, dear. So I'm like, excuse me while I put my ankle monitor on silent. And then I smiled, and she said, you got the job. And that would do it for Hashtag Wars.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.